Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Another week at the Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. And we kick it off talking Minnesota Viking football. J.J. McCarthy, he was the storyline going into the Detroit Lions game and coming out of it. But he wasn't the difference maker. J.J. McCarthy, in my opinion, the way that he played yesterday gives me hope. Yesterday, his performance, he looked like a legitimate NFL starting quarterback. But I don't think that he was necessarily the difference maker yesterday. To me, the difference maker or makers were the offensive line and the defensive line. What do they say? They talk all the time about the game is won in the trenches with the big fellas, the grunts. When you look at what was taking place yesterday, the throws from J.J., spectacular. The touchdown throw to Justin Jefferson, awesome. The completion to seal the game at the end to Jalen Naylor, awesome. Made some spectacular throws the entire game, but he ran for a touchdown. He was awesome yesterday. But the difference that you saw was how aggressive defensively they were in stopping the run. And what did we say? And I asked the question of Matthew Collar last week. Javon Hargrave, right? We're like, we spent money on this guy. We spent money on Jonathan Allen. We're not getting anything for the money that we spent. When you look at how those guys played this past weekend, awesome. Awesome. That's what you brought them in here to do. So to me, those individuals were the difference makers. I'll say it again. Andrew Van Ginkel, he is, to me, in my opinion, you can make the argument that he is the most valuable member of this team on offense and defense. Seriously. And this is not throwing any shade at the quarterback position. This is not throwing any shade at J.J. Justin Jefferson or anybody. But when he is in there, it's different. Blake Cashman, it's different. The offensive line held it down. Brian O'Neill, not 100% healthy, played well. Tristan Darrisaw, not 100% healthy, played well. We have had issues with the offensive line and the guys that we brought in here from the Indianapolis Colts. And we thought that this offensive line was going to be much better. Hasn't been. And we see how Carson Wentz, how banged up he got.
I think he's dead.
But at the end of the day, I believe that the defensive and offensive line performances were the reasons why we, I think for the most part, dominated that game. I know that at the end it was 27-24. I don't think that the score is indicative of how well the Vikings outplayed Detroit, how aggressive, how physical they were with the Detroit Lions. Because when you talk about physicality and imposing your will, that is what the Minnesota Vikings did. 651-461-9226. Your thoughts on that? Your thoughts on J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback? Because I was impressed. I don't know what the closing Vegas line was, but I know that it approached, what was it, like 9.5?
9.5, which is the biggest spread since KOC's been here.
That's biggest
dog.
That and I'll say this. Going into it, I was not optimistic that the Vikings would win. I wasn't. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, I didn't see that performance coming. I didn't. Now, if you want to say, well, did you think that they would play better? Yes, I thought that they would play better. But the way that Detroit has showed up this year, I thought that Detroit was going to win by a touchdown. Not by maybe 10 points, but probably by a touchdown. The Vikings were awesome yesterday.
There's nothing going into the game yesterday that gave you any sort of inclination that what we were going to see yesterday was actually going to transpire.
Yep.
A fourth down completion to Sam Laporta, first drive of the game, boom, 7-0. My wife walks in, she's like, how's it going? I'm like, how do you think it's going? Vikings are in Detroit. And she's like, okay. She walked out. 322 rushing yards to the Lions in two games last year. Those were the two games that decided the division. Jahmyr Gibbs had 25 yards on 9 attempts. You took him out of the game. David Montgomery, the one thing that David Montgomery did, and he got that touchdown, he was a much more physical runner. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs got blown up in blitz pickup. Like, and if you make Jahmyr Gibbs a liability, then you've done something that nobody else has done. They made Jared Goff uncomfortable. Now, J.J. McCarthy, while not perfect and the numbers are okay, I think when you look at the eye test, Henry, he just looked much more comfortable, less frantic.
He looked like a starting quarterback.
Yeah,
he looked comfortable.
He didn't look frantic. He didn't look like he was, you know, afraid of it. Like, he looked like he was in control. Even with the interception, the ball that was thrown behind Jalen Naylor, I will take yesterday because of that. If yesterday is the baseline for J.J. McCarthy right now, I will take that hands down. Give it to me.
I don't know if I'm not sure if I'm going to go that far.
If that's the floor? If that's the floor.
That's got to be. Well, yeah, that has to be the floor. That has to be the floor.
I don't know. I don't know if it is, though. I don't know if the floor is what we saw before.
No.
But like you said,
I didn't say that's the floor. I said that would have to be the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like for me to feel comfortable. I'm not saying that that's the floor. I don't know what his ceiling is. I don't know what his floor is. What I'm saying is that for me to feel good about the future of J.J. McCarthy is, at the minimum, I would need for that to be kind of the floor.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if that's it, I will take that, and then whatever that ceiling is, we will figure that out later. We'll figure out the ceiling down the road. Yesterday gave me hope. It kind of stabilized the ship a little bit, right? I mean, I think yesterday, all things considered, pretty doggone good win for the Vikings. Two road wins in the division. Only team in the division that's got two road wins.
I think that the reason why everybody in Minnesota, everybody that's a Vikings fan, wherever you live, feels so good today is because we have a ray of hope. Because you look at J.J. McCarthy, and you know that he played the two games, and then he went to the sideline for, you know, a month and a half, and now he's back. you look at him and you look at that game yesterday and you say that that was a complete performance. It wasn't flawless. It wasn't perfect, but it was a complete performance. In the first game against Chicago that they won in Chi-Town, he played terrible until the fourth quarter. That was not a complete performance. The second game was a train wreck. So when you see him actually put together a complete performance, it'll make you feel good. It gives you hope. It makes me feel like right now we didn't draft Christian Ponder.
Correct. No, I think that's fair. And I think the hope is what we wanted, because we know Carson Wentz is not the guy. Carson Wentz is a stopgap. We want a franchise guy. We want a guy to be like, hey, you are our future quarterback. We have not had one since, I know Teddy didn't work out. I don't know if you would have called Tavares Jackson if that was a guy that maybe they were hoping would have been a franchise guy. This at least gives you, like you said, a little bit of a glimpse of what it could be. And I think that's the little nugget we need.
651-461-9226. Your reaction to the Vikings getting it done on the road against the Detroit Lions. Your phone calls, your reaction. We get to that next year on the Lake Show.
Third down. First down would win it. McCarthy throwing it. Naylor! Oh, he caught it! Jalen Naylor turned around and hauled it in for a first down.
I'm not ready to crown him.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you want to crown him, go ahead and crown him.
I'm crowning him. Rookie of the year, J.J. McCarthy.
651-461-922. How could you be rookie of the year? Seriously?
Yes. We don't count last year. He didn't play any snaps. Okay. Come on, NFL. Gerrymander those rules.
Look at
Raji.
I wonder who is actually the rookie of the year this year.
Ah, man. I know, maybe Quentin Judkins from, you know,
from Cleveland?
From the Browns. I don't know. I don't know who'd be the
you
rookie.
You mentioned his
year.
Name. The majority of people out there listening are like,
they're
who?
Like, who? I know.
Who?
I know.
Who
I
are
know.
You even talking about?
Y'all are missing a powerful running back.
All right, so the text line.
Cleveland Browns.
Checking in. Lake, I wish the Vikings defense would start wrap up tackling instead of punching at the ball while the opposing players run by them. Too many yards after first and second, sometimes third contact. Tackle the ball, tackle the body, not the ball. Turnovers will still come, but quit whiffing on initial contact because they're going for the ball first. I thought that yesterday they did a phenomenal job of tackling it and taking care of things. Yeah, there were a couple of missed tackles, but listen, the guy that I've looked at this year as the most explosive player in the NFL, and I said that to Matthew Collard from Purple Insider on Thursday, is Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs was not a factor.
No.
At all in this game.
And that is hard to do. What they did to Jahmyr Gibbs yesterday. They took him out. I don't know of anybody in the last year and a half that has been able to take Jahmyr Gibbs completely out of a game. He is one of the top three running backs in terms of all-purpose yards in the NFL. I mean, he's Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley good. And it Detroit is so loaded. The problem is you got to pick your poison. And, I mean, there are times where you're going to get beat. And, you know, the fumble by Montgomery, it just kind of punched out. Went a few yards. Harrison Smith picked it up. Like, sometimes that's going to be good. I thought yesterday, their defense was as good as they could have possibly have imagined.
Yeah, and there were a couple of anxious moments, let's be honest. The one with Jonathan Greenard. There was the one, because you're like, oh, I hope he's not injured. The other one where JJ had the cramps, and you're like, oh, my God. When he went down.
He never
lays on the turf. We know that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing that they didn't do, they didn't show him reaching for his toe and kind of stretching, because you can tell.
Because he wasn't doing it.
I mean, well, they didn't show that at first, but then when they went back and showed the replay and he sat down, he was grabbing for the left toe, but that wasn't something that we saw initially. And I'm like, that would have helped the angst if we would have just seen that. But
when by the time they turned the camera to him and the live shot, we didn't see.
Yeah, we didn't see that.
He's just kind of sitting there.
I know.
So that was some anxious moments there, because you're saying to yourself, oh, man, non-contact? You're like, oh, no. But,
I was thinking the worst.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking the worst, but I was like, I'm just hoping. Because I think that's the thing. We always hope it's just a cramp. Anytime a guy is laying on the turf like and they get their legs stretched out like that, you're thinking and hoping and praying that it's just a cramp.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, in terms of all of the quote-unquote the phases that they talk about, the Vikings dominated every little bit. And considering that you had back-to-back special teams penalties, we were wondering about, you know, Rondale Moore going down in the preseason with that knee injury and return. They really haven't had anybody since Marcus Sherrills that you can feel comfortable going back there.
Shout out to Miles Price.
Oh, my God.
He was phenomenal yesterday.
Dude. And
he set the tone.
He totally did.
Yep.
He totally did. And, I mean, yeah, like a 62-yarder, and then he took one of the – I mean, I think he had like 164 total yards yesterday.
Well, the 99-yarder that he took to the house, did you really think that was a blatant hold?
No.
I didn't think it was either. I was like, you could have kept that flag.
Yeah, they could have.
That was not an obvious hold to me, at least in my opinion.
Yeah. I think that was somebody – he must have been like – I think that was Mike Tirico's neighbor, somebody in the 313 that was like, oh, hey, I got to throw this flag on there. No, I'm kidding, even though Mike Tirico does live in Detroit.
I will say this, though. Was it Tavier Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, get it together. Because he was the one that had the back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Number 37.
Yeah.
I felt like it was funny because remember last week with the whole Anthony Edwards deal? He's like, who's 12?
Yeah.
Who's 12? Yeah. I don't know. Because somebody in the crowd said, who is number 12? And Anthony Edwards was like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know who he is either. I yelled at the TV. I'm like, who was 37?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, coach, get him out the game.
You had to go into your program. You had to go into your program. When you have to go into your program to figure out who's committing a penalty, that's not good.
He pissed me off. I got to be honest with you. I'd be like, dude, you're just, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, if we can look back at it and laugh now, I'm okay with it. But if that's the difference in the game, I don't know if he's getting on the bus. I don't know if he's getting, they're leaving him in Detroit. They're like, you might as well just stay here because you are clearing waivers. Yeah. It's just, but you come away. But now, I think you
got. Yeah, because right after the kickoff deal, he was the one that was running out of bounds.
Yes.
For so many. It's like, dude, get your butt back on the plane.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, he wasn't even trying. I'm like, that's the sort of thing you do when you're playing tag and you don't want to get touched.
Oh, when you go back and look at the film, oh, you know he got shoot out.
Oh, he should have.
Yeah.
You know he should have.
Yeah. From the text line, could have been more if 37 wasn't so handsy, and we're talking about him right now.
Yep.
And then also definitely not an obvious one with regards to the whole.
Because
that was kind of a ticky-tacky call right there.
It really was. It really was a ticky-tack, but I mean, you know, sometimes the Lions themselves, how can you have that many pre-snap penalties at home? Like, they looked bad. They looked all discombobulated. And if the Lions are on their game, see, in order to beat the Lions, I feel like at home, because they've outscored their opponents 110-40 up until yesterday, which makes it even more remarkable for what the Vikings did. You've got a really good team that just does not commit those sort of penalties. But you got to be able to take advantage. It's like they get in a second and long, third and long. They didn't give up those big chunk plays. Like giving up one or two, but I think for the most part on third down yesterday, Vikings did a good job of getting off the field. And that's something that if you don't do that against Detroit, like they don't punt. It's four downs.
As much as I love how we played yesterday, like it's on to the next.
You got Lamar coming in.
Because right now, I think that every Vikings fan is looking at the team and they're looking at JJ like, okay, we got it figured out. We got our franchise quarterback. We're good to go. I don't view it that way.
I'm the
total opposite. I am looking at this and I'm like, yeah, this is just one game.
It's one little step. One small step towards Super Bowl relevance. This is very, very tiny. This is one rung on the ladder.
I wouldn't even say one step toward Super Bowl relevance because we're steps away from that.
Oh, we're getting there, though. We coming.
Okay, Deion.
We coming.
Okay, Deion Sanders.
We coming.
Oh, my goodness.
We coming. We going, but we coming.
651-461-9226. Coming up next, a week from tonight or today, is the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald on Lake Superior. And there's a big article about it in USA Today. But more importantly, there is a doc that Fox 9 local is doing on the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's called Gales of November. We're going to talk to the executive producer because this is a story that I want to learn much more about. I'll tell you, I've been fascinated my entire life with the Titanic. I need to learn more about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Gales of November, Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. Executive producer Joe Augustine, he joins us next year on The Lake Show. I have always, my entire life, been fascinated by the Titanic. But I gotta be honest, I just don't know enough about the Edmund Fitzgerald. But luckily here, Fox 9 has got a doc that is premiering this Wednesday at 9:30 on Fox 9. It'll be streaming on Fox Local because next week, okay, which November the 10th, is the 50-year anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Seriously. And it's one of the Great Lakes' most haunting tragedies. Fox 9 revisits the mystery of it. And joining us now to talk about it is the executive producer, Joe Augustine, talking about the Gales of November, Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. And he joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Joe, pleasure to have you on the show. How you doing, my man?
Hey, good, Henry. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. And like I mentioned, man, I'm looking forward to this coming week here in just a couple of days on Wednesday, because I am somebody that always has been about the Titanic. You get hit over the head with doc after doc, and of course the movie, but you guys actually will be documenting and talking about the Edmund Fitzgerald, and we are approaching 50 years since that tragedy took place, taking all 29 crew members with it. Talk a little bit about how we got to getting to this documentary.
Yeah, you know, I think I was kind of like you, Henry, where I actually covered the 40th anniversary when I was a reporter here in the market 10 years ago, went up to Duluth and learned a little bit about it, but I was always kind of still wanting to know more. I felt like I was just kind of scratching the surface. And when my bosses had suggested the 50th anniversary being kind of primed for a documentary, I really was able to, you know, jump in with both feet and really try to get to, you know, the bottom of some of this and try to understand more of the mystery that surrounds this wreck and the tragedy of this shipwreck. So that's what we did. And then along the way, we kind of decided there's a lot of content already out there about it. So if you want to learn about the Edmund Fitzgerald, you can learn a lot through what's already been written and documented. And we wanted to try to take a unique angle on it. And really what we decided to do is it kind of occurred to us, how many people have actually seen the Edmund Fitzgerald with their own eyes in the last 50 years? And the answer is fewer than 20. And so we talked to the people who have actually gone on the diving expeditions to the shipwreck, 535 feet below the surface of Lake Superior, to actually study and try to better understand the shipwreck.
This is, and the reason why this is going to be so captivating, I think, to a lot of people out there listening in the audience, is because you guys have rare footage, you've got interviews, you've got never-before-seen images from an historic dive, missions that have taken place. Just kind of talk about how, maybe how the process of putting this all together, about how long did this take?
Well, I started researching it in June, and then when I really kind of zeroed in on the angle of talking to people who have actually gone on the dives, the next step was coordinating interviews in Michigan. Most of these people are still in Michigan or in Canada, and I tried to line up as many people as we could realistically and logistically in the same place to talk to them. So we were able to get three people who went on diving expeditions in 1994 and 1995, but we were also able to get file interviews that were conducted over the last 50 years, including with oceanographers and ocean explorers who documented their own expeditions. So between those, you'll hear from about six people who've actually gone down and seen the ship with their own eyes. And really, then we gathered the interviews in early September and have been really working on it off and on ever since to try to put it together. But as you mentioned, a key to it was really getting their archival footage. So it's footage from inside the submarines and outside of the expeditions as they were planning it. And that really kind of takes viewers and gives them a different insight in what it's like to go that below the surface in Lake Superior.
We're talking to Joe Augustine, executive producer, Fox 9, Gales of November, diving the Edmund Fitzgerald, joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And it sounds like with regards to the documentary that you guys have done, there have been the five expeditions that have really talked about the theories about how the ship possibly sank, and it sparked somewhat international controversy.
Yeah, so there the competing theories, which still exist today. I mean, 50 years later, it's kind of part of the legacy of it, is that we truly don't know what exactly caused it to go down or when exactly the ship broke apart. Because on the bottom of Lake Superior, it's sitting in fragmented sections of steel. It is broken apart. It's not in one piece. There's conflicting theories on when it broke apart. Did it break apart on the surface and then fall to the floor of Lake Superior? Or did it basically nosedive, run into the floor of Lake Superior, and then break into pieces? So there's those competing theories. But then also, there likely will never be another dive, sanctioned dive anyway, by the Canadian government to the shipwreck. And that is because of that international controversy you had mentioned. On one of the expeditions in 1994, an independently funded expedition, a couple people on one of the dives during that expedition saw a body on the ship. And there was recorded video of it. They reported it to the Canadian government. The families of the crew who were lost were understandably upset because this was, you know, a sacred gravesite, essentially. And that kind of led to a debate of whether that video ever should have been recorded. And after that, the Canadian government essentially blocked off all expeditions because it is now a gravesite. But what they did do is they allowed one final dive in 1995 under one condition. If the crews down there happen to record video of one of the crew members, they would shut the cameras off and they would destroy the footage. So this controversy was a really huge deal 30 years ago. It's kind of, I think everybody's kind of gone to their individual corners now and are just accepting that there likely will not be another dive, at least in our lifetimes.
And that's another part to this, Joe. You should have saw the, if you had a camera and you saw the look on my face and my producer's face when you just mentioned that and just that entire situation there, how possibly like somebody seeing a body like that, that just kind of took my breath away a little bit. But the reality is that 29 men did die on that on November 10th, 1975.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point. And some of the file interviews I recorded or observed or went back and reviewed, they even acknowledge that sometimes when these explorers are looking over a shipwreck, sometimes you can get lost in trying to figure out or solve the mystery. And you can't forget the human toll of this, and that's part of why the crew that went down to take the bell up as a memorial to those crew members. They said it was key to them to be very considerate to the family's wishes. Now, other historians argue, yes, we can be respectful to the family's wishes, but the clues to what happened out there can still be discovered down beneath. So there is a desire to go down, but the likelihood that the Canadian government will actually sanction another dive or permit one, the people I talk to think that's highly unlikely.
We're talking to Joe Augustine, executive producer, Fox 9, Gales of November, Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. That doc, you can check it out this Wednesday, November the 5th at 9:30 p.m. on Fox 9, streaming on Fox Local. About how long of a doc is it? Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour? About how long?
Yeah, it's a half-hour special with commercial breaks. So when you're watching it on Fox 9 on Wednesday night at 9:30, it'll run the full half hour with the commercial breaks. And then it'll also be available on streaming through our Fox Local app and on YouTube. So if you want to find it there, it'll run about 25 minutes.
Man, I'm looking forward to this. And it's perfect timing for me because we do this show until 9 p.m. And then once we get off the microphone and on the airways, I'll be able to check it out at 9:30. But man, I'm really looking forward to this. I guess I'll ask you this before we get to Wednesday. What was probably the thing about putting this doc together and the research and all that that maybe caught you by surprise?
I knew from when I covered it 10 years ago that there was this controversy over a body being discovered in 1994. What I didn't realize was all of the fallout that took place after that. So really understanding why the Canadian government kind of put this restriction on the one dive that was sanctioned afterwards. But there was legislation in the Michigan legislature. A law was passed to actually prohibit dive teams from recording footage of shipwrecks. So there was a legislative response to this that a lot of people crossed the line from as far as like First Amendment constitutional rights, as far as like restricting journalists' access. But so this really had a lot of collateral damage, if you will. There was a huge response to this. It became a significant controversy. And I think that's kind of been lost in a little bit of the history of it, is what transpired after that 1994 dive.
I know that people talk about the storms and the particulars of what the weather was like that day, but is there just way too much maybe theories about why the ship actually went down?
I think everybody, the historians that I've talked to and the research that I've read on it, everybody agrees that at least one large wave took the Fitzgerald down. Mm. I think the competing theories are what happened before that wave. There's a theory that the ship was not structurally sound because it had been, what, as one person says, kind of beaten to hell as it was run on all of these routes back and forth across Lake Superior for many years. Another theory is that it had run aground in shallower waters as it was trying to navigate through that storm. So it hit bottom and then started essentially sinking from that point on, which made it unable to navigate through those larger waves. So there's these competing theories on it, but I think everybody does agree the storm did play a role, but it's not, I don't think anybody has concluded that it was the only role.
I got you. Hey, Joe, man, awesome stuff, man. I'm looking forward to the doc and all the work that you guys have done. I know that so many people out there in the listening audience will be looking forward to checking this out on Wednesday at 9:30 on Fox 9 and streaming on Fox Local. But Joe Augustine, I appreciate the time, my man, and I'm looking forward to watching Gales of November Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Hey, Henry, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
All right, take care. That's Joe Augustine, executive producer of Fox 9, Gales of November, Diving the Edmund Fitzgerald. I'm looking forward to this because, like I said before, I'm somebody that's always been about the Titanic and what, but we all get curious about stuff like this where there's speculation about why did something like this happen. And he really piqued my interest there when he talked about the controversy with regards to the international waters in Canada and all that other stuff, whatever, with the footage, I guess, with regards to seeing a body on the vessel that has got me intrigued as well. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Final segment of Hour 1 here on The Lake Show.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I can't wait till Wednesday at 9:30. Because now I'm so curious about all of what they have to say with the documentary about the Edmund Fitzgerald. You have known a little bit about it, but now I think that you're even more inquisitive about what potentially we will see on Wednesday. When I never really thought about it in those terms, because, and I thought that Joe Augustine did a phenomenal job of humanizing a situation like that, because it's more than just a ship going down. It is lives that were lost. We're talking about 29 people perished. And when we talk about the Titanic and things like that, of that nature, whatever, like, we know the significance, we know the historical story behind the Titanic and all the people that perished, you know, with the Titanic going down. But when you think of a ship being in waters and it being a grave site as well,
yeah,
that's a different way of looking at it.
It makes you think of it in a different way because, you know, when they're talking about the human aspect, like, okay, you know, you got to be respectful to the families. And, I mean, not to be disrespectful, but my thought is like, okay, it's 50 years ago. Like, I mean, I understand there's still loss, but at that point, it's more about the expedition to find out more. I don't think that it's necessarily sacrilegious or disrespectful, but I also understand where some could say, hey, you're not being respectful of an actual gravesite. I didn't know that they classified it as a gravesite. I did not know that.
I think that's typically how they, and people can text in or they can call in if they have more clarity about that. I never really understood it. 651-461-9226. I guess for me, if I was a family member and this occurred 50 years ago and I had a loved one that perished in a situation like that, I don't know that I would care that much about trying to find out what occurred, because I think that there are some people, and this is just me being devil's advocate, that are probably looking at it, Chris, and they're saying that we have found comfort and closure in what took place 50 years ago, and we don't want a wound to be reopened.
You're reopening that. Yeah. And I can understand that as well.
I can see that. I can totally see that.
Yeah, I can, because there's always going to be interest in wanting to find out more. And I think the key, Henry, and what Joe was talking about, and I was mentioning to this to you when we were in the break, is you've had so much information that's out there. How do you add on top of that? How do you present something new and interesting that's different? Like the hook. And again, Joe did. Yeah, he did a phenomenal job of hooking me for that.
Yeah, he hooked me. And I think he probably hooked Jeff from Sauk Rapids as well. But Jeff's been around, you know, Jeff is elderly. So, you know, we've already established that about a month or so ago with Jeff and Sauk Rapids.
Well, he thinks Jackson Curiel is the best player in the history of baseball. So, I mean, you know, what does he know?
How you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm elderly.
Hey, but hold on. But in all seriousness, no, all jokes aside, do you remember that story when that occurred in 1975?
Well, okay. The ship sunk 5 years after I graduated high school.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
And in fact, when my buddy and I were getting ready to graduate, we actually seriously discussed working on an oar boat for a summer, for a season. And there must have been some demand for that, and it may have had to do with the Vietnam War and the draft and everything, but we were never accepted. But so I recall it very vividly. But what I really wanted to point out to your listeners, there's a book out there written by a guy whose last name is Bacon.
Okay.
Somebody on CCO Radio interviewed him, and I can't remember who. It's recently. This book is pretty new. I just got it.
I think the name of the book you're talking about is The Gales of November, The Untold Story of the Edmund Fitzgerald. His name is John Bacon?
Yes.
Okay.
John U. Bacon.
I just looked it up just as you were kind of talking right now. Yep. Go ahead.
Yep. I strongly recommend everyone read that.
Okay.
It cost me $34, but it was worth every nickel. And Bacon does an incredible job of explaining the history of Great Lakes shipping, the history of the importance of the shipping to the national industry. And, of course, there's no conclusive answer to what really happened. But you get a pretty good idea of what probably happened.
Yeah.
And I'm only about a third of the way through the book right now.
Oh, you're reading it? You're reading it right now? Okay.
Oh, I just got it a few days ago. Yeah, as soon as I heard about it, I called Barnes & Noble. And, of course, it was on back order, so I had to wait.
Oh, and, man, you've been reading, man, because it's 464 pages long.
Well, I read about 4 to 6 of those kind of books per winter.
Okay. No, that's good. I'm just saying this is a pretty lengthy book, yeah.
Yeah, but this one just nailed me. And I'll tell you what, if anybody wants an endorsement on should I buy that book or not, you bet it's worth every nickel. Absolutely.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm assuming you're going to be tuned in to Fox 9 at 9:30 on Wednesday, right, to see this doc?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Hey, yeah. So answer this real quick since we got you on the horn and we got, sure, like about another minute left. We were just kind of having, okay, a debate when you called in about like whether expeditions should continue to take place with ships like this, or should you leave it alone because it's viewed as kind of a grave site, and you know that people perished years ago. Yeah. How do you kind of view that?
I'm gonna have to defer to the veteran in me,
okay,
and say that it's a grave site and leave it alone.
Gotcha.
There's nothing down there that's gonna really tell us anything other than satisfy curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ship was christened in 1958, I believe. So if you can imagine the difference in technology, the metallurgy, et cetera. If I got a moment or two here, I'll explain one thing.
Yep, you got a minute. Yep.
It was over 700 feet long, and this thing was state-of-the-art for its time. They actually had tunnels built under the deck for the crewmen to go from one end to the other so they didn't have to go up on the deck in fall weather. And they could see the ship flex. The light on the other end of the tunnel,
mm-hmm,
they could see the ship flex in heavy seas. The light would disappear, it would reappear. I mean, they were made to bend. But like all things metal, you bend it too many times.
Yep.
And it's been a crack, you know, like, you know, bending a paperclip. So I've read things that said, okay, so some hatches were unsecured or the captain screwed up or this or that. But I think the Edmund Fitzgerald had just finally run into heavy seas that, just couldn't match it.
Yep, Mother Nature, I appreciate the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Yeah, Mother Nature is always going to win out when it comes to what's going to, you know, we talk about bending and breaking and what's going to happen there. We know how Mother Nature is going to.
She's a nasty woman.
But I'm glad he mentioned that book as well. So I'll check out the book. Yeah, he's spot on because he's telling me how much it is. And I'm looking it up right now as we speak.
Yeah, and we've got, someone on the text line that said that their daughters, and they were in Duluth. One of the daughters mentioned how she wanted the book,
mm-hmm,
ordered it for her as a Christmas gift, and it was Adam Carter who had who had interviewed Mr. Bacon.
Nice. All right, coming up next. Look, I said that I wasn't going to take Jeff and Sauk Rapids' money, right? Like, I could have got $60 out of them, but I got $20 out of Chris Tubbs. You know why? Because they not like us. The L.A. Dodgers defeated the Toronto Blue Jays, and we talk about the World Series next. Give me my money.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.